This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Germany's defense minister has said Ukrainian troops will be trained to use advanced Western supply tanks within days. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
Boris Pistorius said Ukrainian crews will start learning how to operate the German-made Leopard 2 tanks at a training site in Germany by the end of January. Responding to a reporter's question, Pistorius said he expects the tanks themselves to arrive in Ukraine soon.
At the end of the first quarter of the year. That's what we are going to do.
Meanwhile, air raid sirens wailed throughout Ukraine. Ukrainian officials confirmed that Russia has launched a wave of missile and self-exploding drone attacks on the country. Local Kyiv officials said that 15 cruise missiles were shot down. They said the missiles were heading in the direction of the capital, although the exact target was unclear. Kyiv's mayor said explosions were heard in the eastern side of the city. I'm Karen Chamas.
Russia has targeted Ukraine's power grid with missile and drone strikes since October, causing sweeping blackouts and other outages. U.S. President Joe Biden announced Wednesday the United States will send 31 Abrams tanks to Ukraine to counter an expected new Russian offensive in the coming months. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters Thursday that Moscow regards the promised delivery of Western tanks to Ukraine as evidence of direct and growing U.S. and European involvement in the conflict. Spain's interior ministry says a machete-wielding man killed a sexton and injured a priest in attacks at two churches in the city of Algeciras Wednesday. The ministry said that the assailant wounded a priest inside one church. He then walked to a second church where he attacked the sexton, whose job it is to take care of the church. The attacker has been arrested and is currently in police custody. The National Court says the judge has opened an investigation into whether the attacks were a possible act of terrorism. This is VOA News. Representatives of U.S. aerospace giant Boeing and relatives of some of the passengers killed in two crashes of Boeing 737 MAX jets will meet face-to-face in a Texas courtroom Thursday. The company will be arraigned on a felony charge of fraud that it believed had been settled with the U.S. Justice Department 2 years ago. But surviving family members were never consulted before Boeing reached the deal with prosecutors. The first crash occurred in October 2018 in Indonesia, followed by another 5 months later in Ethiopia. The two crashes killed a combined 346 people. Up to a dozen or so people from several countries are expected to testify. A lawyer representing the family says he hopes the testimony will convince the Justice Department to throw out the settlement. Also on Thursday, the U.S. government will release the first of three S-quarter of 2022. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Economists surveyed by the data firm FactSet believe that the U.S. economy rolled out of 2022 with momentum, registering decent growth in the face of painful inflation. The economists say the economy in the fourth quarter of last year likely grew 2.3%. Despite the likely second straight quarter of expansion, the economy is widely expected to slow and then slide into a recession sometime in the coming months as increasingly high interest rates implemented by the Federal Reserve take a toll. Donna Warder, Washington.
Thousands of Australians marked the country's National Day celebrations on Thursday with rallies in support of Indigenous people, many of whom described the anniversary of the day the British fleet sailed into Sydney Harbor as Invasion Day. Large crowds gathered in Sydney for an Invasion Day rally in the city's central business district.
Nobody's got the right to celebrate genocide. That's it. This is ground zero, genocide. Ground zero happened here on 26th of January, 1788. Nobody should be celebrating. It's not an event to celebrate.
This year's holiday comes as Prime Minister Anthony Albanese's center-left Labor Party plans a referendum on recognizing Indigenous people in the Constitution and requiring consultation with them on decisions that affect their lives, called the Voice to Parliament. But many Indigenous Australians are not supportive of the move, feeling they are still not being listened to. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.